when Yaakov dies and is all buried, so the brothers get afraid. So Yosef didn't take revenge on them until now. But they're concerned. The pasuk says, "Vayirach Yosef kimei aviyem v'rim lo yistamenu Yosef sheish yivenu lo kol rashek malinato." Now is going to be his chance. So what do? They quickly tell him, "Hey, you know, our father told us to tell you to forgive us." But they were very, very afraid that Yosef would finally take revenge. So the Malbim has a brilliant insight here. He says, first of all, okay, why are they all of a sudden afraid now? So yes, while he's alive, they're all in it together, honoring their father. And then when he died, they were all involved in burying him. But now there's nothing to unite them, and they're afraid that he's going to take revenge. But what's the Malbim's brilliant insight? He says, what is the greatest form of revenge? The greatest form of revenge is when you are just nice to them. And that's what Yosef does. Yosef says, oh, don't worry. I'll take care of you. You guys tried to do bad. Don't worry about it. Says the Malbim, Hanekama hayoter gdola. Im tachat evatov arash asalo, yisimel me ochle shulchano. The greatest revenge is somebody did something bad to you. You invite him, you feed him, you take care of him. Yaseimo achtova chesed. You do only good to him. And now this person is left feeling, Aziz korto mid mashuara lasot. He's going to remember he did bad to you and you only did good to him in return. And he said, in his analogy, it's like getting coals over you're pouring coals over your head. And the brothers, he says, are saying, if only Yosef did something to us. Obviously, he doesn't want them to kill them. Okay, that would be very bad. But like, let him do something to us, say something to us, do something to us, punish us a little bit. It'll help us assuage our guilt. It'll help, you know, and then we'll know, okay. But in the meantime, he's only being nice to us, and we did something bad, and we have to live with that guilt. And if he were to do something bad to us, that would help us out. So in the meantime, all the good he's doing is for us, kimidakro cherev, like getting stabbed by a sword. So that is the highest form of revenge, says the Malbim. The best form of revenge is when somebody does something wrong to you, you do only really good back to them.
Is he trying to get revenge?
No. That's the best way to do it, though. You do good. That's what you're supposed to do in life. But if you only do good, that's like their own conscience and their own mind and their own thought process is going to, you know, continue to harp at them and continue to bother them and continue to, you know, prevent them from being at rest. And they're only, on some level, wishing that you would take some kind of revenge. That's actually the greatest form of revenge. So you're acting properly. That's the best way to do it. That's what he's saying. Yosef at Tzaddik is doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's only doing well to them. But that in itself ends up being the highest form of revenge. Not that Yosef has that intention. He's not assigning any sinister motive to Yosef. He's just saying that's the ramification, what happens here. When Yosef is so good to them, when there's, now he's going to take revenge. And instead he's only so good to them, that only makes them feel worse. Had he actually taken revenge, okay, so now we did something bad to him, he did something bad to us, we're even, we can move on. He doesn't, he only does good to them, and that's actually the highest form of nekama hayoter gedola. The greatest form of revenge is by only doing good to your enemy, and then he has to live with the guilt. He has to live with the guilty conscience, he has to live with the terrible feeling that this person is doing so many nice things for him, and I previously only did bad things for him. And that's an important lesson that the Malbim gives us, a brilliant psychological insight from the Malbim that he gets from the Pesukim here by Yechi. Shkech.